You, I could see some of you on the screen, so be careful because you're visible. I hope you could see the Marmokomas. I hope you could see me. Good morning to everybody. It's great to see you. It's great to get together. We're going to visit a new city this week. We're going to visit a place that probably some of you have been to, and it has a great significance on many levels in Jewish history and in the Jewish community. And that is, as you can see from the source sheet, I hope just maybe give me a thumbs up. Mrs. Geller, can you see the source sheet? Ah, good morning. Francie, you see the source sheet? Great. Can you see it on the screen? Good morning, Mrs. Greenfield. George, can you see it? The thumbs up on the screen? Great. Okay. So you can see the source sheet. We're going to go today to, we're going to go to Beis Lechem. Now, you're thinking, why are we going to Beis Lechem today? So why are we going to Beis Lechem today? Gabai, maybe Ira Perlman, why would today be a good day to go to visit Beis Lechem? Let's see. That's right, because we just read it. Thank you, Ira. We just read it yesterday on Shavuos. So today is Isru Chag, it's the day after Shavuos. So it's a perfect day to visit Beis Lechem. And that's what you see on the screen here. Vayehi bimei Shavuot HaShoftim vayirov haaretz vayelech ish mi Beis Lechem Yehuda logur misdei Moav hu vishto shnei vanav. All right, that's if you didn't get it yesterday in your own house, so you have a little time of what we missed in Shul. So there was a man in the days of Shavuot HaShoftim of the judges. There was a famine, and he went from Beis Lechem Yehuda. He went from a place called Beis Lechem Yehuda. Now, I want to just preface that there are multiple places you will find that are called Beis Lechem, but we're going to focus today on Beis Lechem Yehuda. There is a Beis Lechem that was in the north. We're going to be in Beis Lechem in Yehuda. Just by a show of hands, anybody in this call, anybody in this year ever been to Beis Lechem? Yes, I see a couple of hands. Been to Beis Lechem. Beautiful. What was the man's name? V'shem Oish Elimelech, v'shem Ishto Naomi. His name was Elimelech, his wife's name is Naomi. He had two sons, v'shem Shnei Vanov, Machlon, v'chilyon, Ephrasim. They were Ephratim, which has multiple meanings. Ephratim means it was Beis Lechem near Ephrat. Just to be clear, Beis Lechem Ephrat is a particular location. It's the Beis Lechem that you think of, that it's in the Gush Etzion area. It's not far from Ephrat. They were Ephratim. But also, Ephrat means, comes to the same word as Tiferet. Ephratim. They were very distinguished. They were Anoshim Chashuvim. They were Ephratim mi Beis Lechem Yehuda. And where did they go? Nebuch, unfortunately, we know the story, Vayavos de Moav Vayu Sham, and it didn't go well. And we all know the story, we read it yesterday, how Naomi comes back without her two sons, but she does come back with Ruth, and we have the beautiful story. Great. If we fast forward to Perek Beis, they come back and they find the community is embracing them, and in particular, Ruth goes to one man's field, and that's where she finds the destiny of the Jewish people, her personal salvation from an economic standpoint. She finds her future husband, the sustenance for their family. And what is the man's name? Right here, Perek Beis, Pasuk Dalet, Vihine Boaz Ba Mi Beis Lechem. Boaz, who was the relative of Elimelech, who will ultimately be the Goel, the redeemer of the family's Nachala, of their land, and of Rus in marriage. Boaz arrives in his farm, and he Vayomer Lekotzim Hashem Imachem, Vayomeru Yivarechecho Hashem. Where is Boaz from? He's also from Beis Lechem. So we want to think about, what is the significance of this makom, of Beis Lechem? That it's obviously very important for this story, for Nebuch, unfortunately, the fall of Elimelech, but for the redemption through Boaz. Beis Lechem is clearly a very important central location. That's first place we want to think about, context number one. Context number two, probably even the more famous location that is associated with Beis Lachem. Although, if we did a quiz, if we asked some of the Chidon kids, they would tell you that Beis Lechem also appears in the story of Pesal Micha, which probably relates to this, and other places. In the context of Shaul, we're going to focus on one aspect. In Bereishis, in Perek Lamed Hey, Yaakov Avinu is traveling back with his family, and they are going from north, from Lavan's house in Aram, and he's going south back through the land of Israel. And on the way, who dies? Pasuk, right here in source 2, Vatamas Rachel, in the middle of childbirth with Binyamin, Rachel dies, Vatikover Bederech Ephrata, he Beis Lechem. And that's where she's buried, and that's what Yosef, at the end of Sefer Bereishis, points out, that Yaakov Avinu didn't bury her in Ma'aras HaMachpelah, he buries her on the way. It was Kivras Ha'aretz Lavo Ephrasa, on the way to Ephrat, and that's where Kever Rachel is. Now, parenthetically, there is a little bit of a controversy about this. If you look in this Sefer, which is a Pirush on Tanakh called Das Mikra, they introduce you to something interesting, which is that, I never knew this, but there is some controversy about this, because when one time I was on a tiyul, I was going with an Israeli tour guide, and we were driving from Yerushalayim into Binyamin, heading north into the Shomron, and he just makes an offhand comment about something like, yeah, well, we all know that this is the real Kever Rachel, this is the real Beit Lechem. I was like, what? Say that again? Remember, where is Kever Rachel, where is Beit Lechem traditionally? South of Yerushalayim, in the Hare Yehuda. But this tour guide pointed out, he said, oh, the Beis Lechem that's referred to in Kever Rachel was right here nearby in the Chelek of Binyamin. Now, that got me interested, because I always thought Kever Rachel is where we always think Kever Rachel is. But the truth is, it's not so simple. If you look in the Kaftar Vaferach, he has a big chunk in one passage trying to figure out where exactly Kever Rachel is, and whether or not, when we say that Kever Rachel is where we think that it is, or where we say that it is, so that's not so pashut. There's a Tosefta, there's a Braisa, it's not so simple. So the in two different places, the Das Mikra deals with this issue about where exactly it's buried, because there's a pasuk in where was it? In Sefer Malachim, I think, or in Sefer Shmuel, which gives you the impression that perhaps Kever Rachel, because here, where is it? It's in Shmuel Aleph. Belechtecha hayom me'imadi umatzasa shnei anashim im kvuras Rachel begvul binyamin betzeltzach. It's in Shmuel Aleph. So according to that pasuk, it sounds like this tour guide was saying, that Kever Rachel is not in the Chelek of Yehuda, it's not near Elazar and Ephrat and Alon Shvut in Gush, it's not near Hebron, it's actually in Binyamin. So this whole controversy gets started from that pasuk. However, they tell you, if you look at the Das Mikra and Shmuel, and there's a long footnote here in the Das Mikra, who point out that what the pasuk probably means is probably meant to interpret, just in case, I don't know, next time we're going to be able to go to Israel to a tiyul, but if a tour guide tells you this, you could tell them it's still okay, we could still believe that Kever Rachel is in current place, that pasuk is not a problem. What the pasuk means is, when Shmuel says to him, when you leave to me today, umatzasa shnei anashim im kfuras Rachel, you're going to see two men in near Kever Rachel, Bigvul Binyamin Betzeltzach, when you're on your way, on the way to Gvul Binyamin. That's one way to read that pasuk. So just in case, I could suspect in the background that there's Mrs. Greenfeld. She's thinking, you're telling me that Kever Rachel is where you think it is. It's not so pashut. I know what you're thinking. I got it. The Das Mikra is dealing with it in three places. We're going to work with the assumption that Kever Rachel, like most opinions, Kever Rachel is where we think that it is, which is in the Chelek near Ephrat, Beis Lechem, Yehuda, Ephrata. Okay? So now, Rachel is going to be buried in this makom, in this place in Beis Lechem. Why is that significant? So the Medrash Rabbah, and this Medrash appears in multiple places, Medrash says, you see here on source number 3, in the Bereishis Rabbah, Vatomas Rachel Vatikov Ebeterech Ephras, Ephrasa, Ma Ra Yaakov Avinu Likfor Es Rachel Beterech Ephras. Why did Yaakov Avinu bury Rachel in this unusual place, on the way, right? People visit, as a Kohen, I don't go into Kever Rachel, but I know that it's a very popular place. I suspect that many people on this call have been inside the Kever Rachel, daven there, right? People have been there? Just a show of thumbs up, yes. Leonard, yes, you've been there. France, you've been there. Mrs. Leonard, you've been there. So people go there. It's right, I remember driving past there. It's mamish right on the side of the road. Now they built a big, almost like a military fortress around the Kever Rachel because it's not the greatest neighborhood to hang out by yourself at night. But it's right on the derech. Why is it on the derech? Shetzah tzofa Yaakov Avinu. Our forefather Jacob saw. Shahagolios. That the exiles, asidos lavarsham, that the exiles are going to pass by there. Lefichach, therefore, kavrasham. Yaakov Avinu buried Rachel on the way, so that when the Jews, lo aleinu, when the Jews are escaping or walking away in chains on the way to exile, kedei shetei mevakeshes aleihem rachamim, she should daven before the borei olam for them. As it says in the pasuk, kol berama nishma nehi b'chi tamruim, Rachel mevaka al bonea. Rachel cries for her children. Okay. So this is very beautiful, and there were probably countless songs, scores of songs that are to this words, to this set of words, this phrase, Rachel Mavako Alboneha. I see the Kaplans just changed their background screen. I can't tell if that's Kever Rachel or if that's, it looks more like the Kotel. But many of you know, what's that? Do we read this after? Yeah, I think we do. I think we do. Do we read this on this section of Yirmiyahu Rosh Hashanah? Ira, you would know better. You're the guy. First day of Rosh Hashanah. Awesome. I didn't remember that. Beautiful. Okay. So I want to understand, what is the connection between Rachel and Beis Lechem? Is it coincidental? Hayitachin? That Rachel, our matriarch, the place we're going to go to daven, to beseech the Ribbono Shel Olam and ask her to intercede on our behalf, and that specifically she goes there to be Mevakish Rachamim on us in Golos, it's just coincidental? Impossible. There's something about Beis Lechem, there's something about this place, which is clearly, unquestionably connected to Rachel and to our redemption from the Golos. So let's look at the word. That's got to be the first place to think about this. Beis Lechem, the house of Lechem. So Lechem, of course, is Al Lechem Yechia Adam. That's the most basic fundamental sustenance. So obviously, Beis Lechem was an economic center, was a very important place. So he didn't bury Rachel Stam in a nowhere, backwater, grave somewhere. No, she was in the center, an economic center. Okay, that's true. And it would make sense then that Elimelech, who, according to what it sounds like from the story, was a very successful business person. He had a very good livelihood initially. And Boaz, who was obviously a well-to-do guy, so they were from Beis Lechem. Oh, now I see the Kaplans. They put the picture on the screen from Kever Rachel. But the Gemara has another level of interpretation of what it means when we think about Lechem. There are multiple, but we're going to focus on one. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, Lechu lachalu lachamu balachmi, ushsu biyayin masachti. Eat my lechem, my bread, and drink my wine. What does it mean, lachamu balachmi? So the Gemara says in Maseches Chagiga, here at source number 5, in a different context, kol mishan lechem, anybody who is mishan means to lean on lechem, on bread, Elu Bale Talmud. These are people who study Talmud. They learn Gemara. They are B'nai Torah, B'nos Torah, people who take time to learn, like our beautiful Chevra here getting together on Sunday morning. What a way to start our morning. And thanks to technology, we have people all over the globe. I could see already. I see Mrs. Poland there. She's in sunny South Florida still, staying healthy. You know, we are making time for Torah. We are Bale Lechem, Shenemar, Lechu, Lachemu, Belachmi. Lechem, bread, it's the basic sustenance. What's the sustenance of a Yid? What keeps us going? It's learning Torah. That's our Lechem. That's our basic sustenance. And that's why there's a beautiful Medrash in the next week's Parsha. Next week can read Parshas Naso. Parsha describes, in the Medrash, it describes the way that we relate to a convert. So the Pasuk says, Va'oev ger, you love a convert, you embrace them, Lo se slo lechem v'simla, to give the convert lechem, bread, v'simla, and clothing. So, I don't know, does that sound generous? Or maybe not so generous. You give the person a piece of bread and a cloth and a talis. What, you know, one shirt? I don't know if that's so ay-ay-ay. And that's what happened. You see here in source number 6 in the first line, Akilas Hager Nechnas Eitzel Reb Lezer. Akilas, that was the man's name. He was a ger, a convert. Nechnas, he came to Reb Lezer, Reb Lezer HaGadol. And he said to him, Omerlo, Hari Kol Shivcho Shol Ger Va'oev Ger Losis Lolechem V'Simla. You guys, you want to care about converts? You want to embrace converts? All you say is give the guy a piece of bread and a shirt? What's the big deal about giving him bread and a shirt? So Reb Lezer said to him, No, not so fast. Yaakov Avinu! When Yaakov went on his journey, leaving his family home, and he was wandering, he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please give me lechem, lechel, ubeged, lilbosh. So obviously, it's good enough for our father Jacob, it's good enough for a ger. But look, Rabbi Yeshua has a different teretz. Last full line here in the source. You see it on the screen. Nichnas Eitzel Rabbi Yeshua. He went to Rabbi Yeshua, this ger, this convert, Hischil Menachemo B'dvarim. Rabbi Yeshua made him feel better. Why? Because he said, Lechem zu Torah. As it says in our pasuk, Luchu lachemu belachmi. The convert, he comes to Rabbi Yeshua, he says, Rabbi, what are you giving me, a piece of bread? He says, we're not giving you bread, we're giving you everything. Lechem, the bread, the main focus of Judaism. Ala lechem yechi adam, you know what? It helps us live, it keeps us going. It's learning. That's what we're giving the convert. And what are we giving him? A simla zutalis. We give him a talis. So lechem represents learning Torah. Aha. Lechem represents learning Torah. So what are you going to suggest? Where's that come from? So look at this amazing line. I found this in the Aspaklaria, and I have this encyclopedia. I don't know if you could see it. On the top shelf, on the side, can you see a long set of yellow books on the top in the middle? So that was a gift. My in-laws gave me this set of Sfarim when we got engaged instead of a watch. It was the best move I ever made. A watch, everybody can tell time, but that set of Sfarim is not an easy set of Sfarim to get. I had to get it from a shady guy in Bnei Brak, you know. He met me in a dark alley, said, I have one copy left of the Aspaklaria. It's an amazing set of Sfarim. Unbelievable. It's very hard to get. It's an encyclopedic work on all areas of Machshava. So you put in a topic, and they collect sources from incredible works. And this person, this Rabbi Adler, is from Switzerland. When he made this encyclopedia, I don't think he had... Maybe he had a computer, but he certainly didn't have the regular fancy Bar Ilan that we have. This was a person who searched, probably had a computer, but he did a tremendous job, and it's full text. It's amazing. So he quotes there, I don't have a volume of Ksav HaKabbalah at home, but look at source number 7. The Ksav HaKabbalah on the Pasuk describing the word Lechem, he says, Lechem is Miloshon Cham. Lechem. Lecham. Why does he say that it's cham? Because how do you make bread? I don't know how many people are making challah now. Baruch Hashem, we got a new bread maker, so our challah is back in service. Quarantine, a lot of amazing things are happening. So Nechama's making challah with the kids. How do you make bread? You have to put in yeast, which is warm. And it gets the bread all tzehit. It gets it all moving and going, and it rises. So the Ksava Kabbalah, Rav Yaakov Tzvi Mecklenburg, he's living in Germany in the 19th century. He says the word lechem comes from the word cham, lechem, something that's heated up, that's warm, right? You want your bread to rise, you leave it in a place that's warm. If you put the dough in the fridge, I know this, if you put the dough in the fridge, it rises very slowly. If you want it to rise only a little bit overnight, so you put it in the fridge, because if you leave it out on the table, it's going to come looking like some kind of Og Melech HaBashan challah, gigantic, ginormous, ridiculous size challah. So you leave the challah in the fridge, it's cold, but that's not lechem. Lechem is cham. What is learning? Learning is alive, it's warm, it's excited, it's passionate. It's not just stale. Just parenthetically, it's interesting to me that Rachel, who's associated with emotion, is associated with Beis Lechem. That Rachel is crying, warm tears. Cham is like a warm heart. So that's I think that there's got to be some connection here, that Rachel and the crying and the tears and Kever Rachel and Beis Lechem is associated with a heart, a warm heart. But that's a further discussion for a different time. So now, Beis Lechem is the place of Lechem, it's the place of learning, where we're excited about learning. We find this, there's a proof to this. Elsewhere, it's kind of a strange story, in Tanakh, David HaMelech, the Pasuk says, here you see in source number 8, this Gemara Bava Kama, Daf Samach. If you want to know sometimes, I don't know why this is, the Ribbono Shel Olam had this strange arrangement, in a lot of Masechtas and Shas, a lot of the Agaritas, a lot of the stories, appear on Daf Samach, page 60. So if somebody asks you, let's say you're sitting on the bus somewhere, or you're sitting out at the pool, I see Mrs. Geller is there, she's probably going to, you know, be asked one day at the pool, where am I going to find this Agaric statement? Where am I going to find this homily in the Talmud? And she's thinking, where am I going to find this Gemara? I don't know all of Shas Balpes. She says, look on page 60, it's probably there. Because in most Masechtas and Shas, I don't know why this is, but in most long Masechtas, page 60, around Daf Samach, you find very interesting, unusual agaritas. So just in case it happens by the pool today, but make sure to stay 6 feet away from the other people, just for safety. Anyway, the Pasuk says, Vayis'aved David vayomer mi yishkeni mayim mibor beis lechem asher b'shar. David HaMelech says to the army officers who are with him, he says, oh, I'm so thirsty. I'm so thirsty. I need a bottle of water. Who will go and break through the plish, the enemy lines, to get me a cup of water, a bottle of water from the boar in Beis Lechem that is at the gate? So what happens? Vayivku shloshes ha-gibor mamachne plishta vayishuv mayim mibor Beis Lechem asher b'shar. So three giborim, three bulvanim, three strong officers in the army, they says, we're going to go, he says, each one, we're going to go and we're going to get you, David HaMelech, we're going to get you a drink of water. And they went and they got him a drink of water from the well. Strange story. So the Gemara says that's not what it meant. Obviously there's a pshat level, but there's a drash level. My kami boyele, David HaMelech had a halachic question. He had a shaila in Torah learning. And it's couched as a request to get water, mayim is Torah, from where? From Beis Lechem. From the boar, from the wellspring of learning in Beis Lechem, because Beis Lechem is the place of learning. And the Gemara wants to know what was his question, and the Gemara has two opinions. One is, what about the halacha of Taman Be'esh? Because there were Plishti soldiers who were hiding around, and David HaMelech wanted to know, can he burn down the haystack to expose the Plishti soldiers? Or, the other part, the Gemara says, Rav Huna says, the issue was that the haystacks that were in the field were owned by Jews, and the Plishtim were hiding in them. And David HaMelech wanted to know, according to the halacha, is he allowed to burn down the haystack that belongs to a Jew so that he can take on the Plishtim that were hiding there? That's why it appears in Bava Kamma, because in Bava Kamma you have the laws of damages. But what do you see from this Gemara? You see from this Gemara that Beis Lechem is associated with learning. Right, we said that Lechem is about Torah, but now we see that Beis Lechem, it's the house of Torah. When David HaMelech wanted to hint to everybody, you want to find a place of learning? Go to Beis Lechem. And now you see this spelled out in a spectacular way in the Netziv. You see it in the next Maror Malkam. This volume, this is the Netziv's commentary on the Chumash. It's called HaMikdavar. Now on the bottom, in the tiny letters, there is an expansion of this pshat. It's called the Harchiv Davar. You see on source number 9. So this Netziv, this Harchiv Davar, which is in the tiny letters here on the bottom, you have it bigger on the screen. This is on the brachos, the blessings that Yaakov Avinu gave to the children, to the sons. And says the Netziv, amazing. V'ikar HaTorah, the main learning of Torah, B'yimei HaShoftim, in the days of the Shoftim, was where? HaYatamid beBeis Lechem Yehuda. Beis Lechem was the place of learning. Ad asher nivne v'niskonen Yerushari Yerushalayim. Until Yerushalayim was built, the main place to go to learn, says the Netziv, this is in the beginning of Perek Mem Tes in Sefer Bereishis in Parashas Vayechi, was the main place was Beis Lechem. Lios She'arim HaMitzuyonim B'Halacha, to be a place, the gates that were distinguished with Halacha. And that's why, quotes the Gemara Bava Kamma that we just read, that David said, "Mi yashkeni mai mi bor Beis Lechem Asher Bashar, she'shalach David lish'ol dvar Halacha misham." Now I'm skipping the next paragraph because it's a long shtickel Torah. You skip, just see where the three dots are. What happens in the times of the Shvot HaShoftim? It was not so gishmak. Things didn't go so well. He explains in this paragraph that I skipped why it's called Ephrata, because Ephrat signifies the distinction of learning of the Rosh Yeshiva, etc. But things became problematic. What happened? Until Jews abandoned Israel, until people started to leave, they weren't holding on to Torah. V'nen shoharbe atshaba Boaz v'hinigas Yisrael. Boaz came along. Boaz is also known, if you skip down here, skip down to the line at the end where I have in the italics, it's my italics, not in the Netziv. What happened? Va'omad v'ro ba'oz Hashem. Remez al Boaz. Oz is Boaz. Oz. What is Hashem? Oz lamo yitain. He gave us Torah. That's the Oz. V'yishofet v'hu Ivtson mi'beis lechem. Chazal tell us that one of the Shoftim, his name is Ivtson. Ivtson was really Boaz. But ga'on shem Hashem elokav shikti kein lishol b'shlom shem Hashem. Boaz was the Gadol Hador. He was the Shofit, he was the Talmud Chacham. All of this says that it's if Yaakov saw in his blessing. Beis Lechem is the place of learning. It's the place of Torah. That's what we were tapping into. Unfortunately, in the days of the Shoftim, a lot of people were not inspired, they weren't connected to learning. Beis Lechem is the heart of learning, and what did Elimelech do? He left it to go to stay Moav, to the fields of Moav. Moav, according to Chassidish Sfarim, represents the Yetzer Hara. So Elimelech is abandoning Beis Lechem, our place, our father's house of learning, of Torah. So he loses everything. But V'yishbi Lechem, says the Gemara in Bava Basra, look at this Gemara, in source number 10, Zu Rus HaMoaviyah, Sheshava V'nidbeka B'Beis Lechem Yehuda. What comes at the end of the story? Rus, she says, I want to be part of the Jewish people. I want to be Dovek in Beis Lechem. I want to learn Torah. I want to become a convert. Elimelech ran away from Torah, ran away from Beis Lechem. And Rus says, V'yish bi Lechem, I want to be a person of Lechem. I want to be a person of Torah. I'm going to go and follow my mother-in-law, who I'm not even related to anymore. I'm going to convert. What do we tell a convert when they come? We teach them Torah. We teach them mitzvos, mitzvos kalos, mitzvos, mitzvos chamuros. Ruah says, I want to embrace Judaism and Torah learning. I want to go to Beis Lechem. So who does she meet? Where does the divine providence, why does the Rebbe Shlom send her? To the field of the man who epitomized Beis Lechem, the Gadol Hador, Ushmo Boaz. Now we understand the whole story. Elimelech is associated with Beis Lechem. He's from a prominent family. They belong to be learning. And he gets carried away and he ends up in Stei Moav and it all falls apart. But Rus, she's the heroine of the story. Because she says, I'm going to go back. I'm going to embrace Beis Lechem, the house of learning, the place of Jewish study. And I'm going to find a man who is the top. So now we understand, Uboaz Bami Beis Lechem, because Boaz was Ivtson. Boaz was the Shofet, the man who stood at the gate. He was the Talmudic giant of the generation. That's why the Gemara in Yevamos says that the Goel, the person who had the right to redeem the field and marry Rus, he says, I don't want to do that. The Gemara says, but Boaz, he came to the rabbinical court and he says, we have a Kabbalah of learning that it's Ammoni who is prohibited, but not Ammonis, not a woman. Moavi, but not Moavis. He says, this is my Beis Medrash. That's why he goes to the Ziknei Ashar and he says, Chevra, we have to have a Din Torah. Because he was the Gadol Hador. He was the man of Lechem. He was the personification of the Tikkun of Beis Lechem. What Elimelech failed, Boaz fixed. So that's why he redeems the field. He redeems the story, the whole Lechem. He goes back and he is the Shofet. He redeems the Torah learning. Well, maybe now we can understand why this is the place where Rachel is situated. Because the Pasuk said in Yirmiyahu that Rachel is crying because the Jews are going into exile. Why are they going into exile? Look at this Masechtas Ketanos. Vayomer Hashem, the Navi says in Yirmiyahu, we read this, Ira will remember, he remembers all the Gabbai issues, we read this on Tisha B'Av. Vayomer Hashem al ozvam es torasi. You'll excuse me for saying it, lo aleinu. Hashem says, I destroyed the Beis HaMikdash because we left the Torah. Lo al avodah zarah. It's not on the big three cardinal sins, which is what is identified in the Gemara Maseches Yuma. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo iglisias Yisrael, ela b'shvil she'ozvas haTorah. We left the Torah. That was the real problem. So, where is the symbol of the abandonment of Torah? Where is the Torah supposed to be learned? Where is the place of Lechem? Which is the Torah, Lechu Lachabu Balachmi, it's Beis Lechem. So when we walk into exile in chains at the hands of the Babylonians because of Avzom es Torasi, who looks at us? Rachel looks at us. Rachel cries because she says, I was positioned here in Beis Lechem to cry for you with my warm heart, with my Lechem, with my connection to Beis Lechem. Because there's going to be a problem, you're going to go into Golos, because Beis Lechem is the place of Torah. And if you leave Beis Lechem, if you leave the Torah, Al-Ozvam is Torah, so you're going to be in Golos. That's how Yaakovinu knew that Rachel should cry for us in Beis Lechem. Because the Netziv says that Yaakov saw in the vision that Beis Lechem is the Mokum of learning. And maybe that's what Yaakov saw. He saw that in the Mokum of learning, there was going to be an abandonment of learning. And that's why the Golos was going to come. And it's not just the abandonment of learning. If you look at this Gemara Maseches Nedarim, Dam Rav Yudah Marav, Mai Dechsiv, Gemara Pei Aleph Amen Aleph, Miach Yishech Chacham V'Yavin Esos. Who understands this? Alozim Es Torasi, the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu before that. Who knew that? Who figured it out? Dover Zesh Nishal HaChachamim. People, they asked the sages, why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? V'en L'Neviim and the prophets, they didn't get it. Achepirshu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'atzmo God gave them the answer, Dechsiv, Vayomer Hashem al-Ozim es Torasi. The exile came to us, lo aleinu, because we abandoned the Torah. Hainu lo shamu b'koli, hainu lo holchuba. Amrav Yonam Arav, what does this mean? She'ein mevarchin b'Torah tchila. That they didn't recite Birchas HaTorah. So every Mefarish and their grandmother is bothered by this Gemara. The Jews were kicked out of Israel. We lost the Beis HaMikdash because we didn't recite the blessing on the Torah? What does that mean? What does it mean that we were exiled because we didn't say Birchas HaTorah? Well, you say Birchas HaTorah, and many explain, when the Torah has meaning and value, when you're passionate about it. If it's just a how-to-do, if it's just another discipline like math or science, you're not going to make a bracha on that. It just tells you what to do. It's just another body of knowledge. So maybe it doesn't just mean that they abandon the Torah physically. It means they abandon the cham of the lechem, the passion, the meaning, the excitement. It was missing. Al-Azvam as Torasi means they lack the passion for learning. So maybe now we understand, perhaps, why we go back to Beis Lechem on Shavuos. What do you think? New suggestion. Suggestion. Take it or leave it. Could be it's totally wrong. But maybe we read about the story of Rus in the context of Shavuos, because Rus is about receiving the Torah. It's about being committed to Torah. It's about the story of Beis Lechem. How Beis Lechem, before Yerushalayim, was the place, the seat of learning, of Lachamu Balachmi, Zubali Talmud. And Elimelech, he left the world of learning and his life collapsed. But Rus says, you see, it's never too late. Anybody, man or woman, not even obligated. We know that women are not strictly obligated in Talmud Torah. Rus was a woman who wasn't even Jewish. And she says, I am going to recommit myself. I'm going to commit myself in the first place to Beis Lechem, to a place of learning. I'm going to go find a Rebbe who's going to be my husband. His name is Boaz. Boaz is the Gadol Hador. He takes over Beis Lechem and he teaches us how important learning is. How learning, the Gsugya and Yevamos teaches us that through the learning, they were able to realize that Rus, she has a place in Judaism, even though she was from Moab. That came through the learning. It's all about, Beis Lechem is all about the bias of the Lechem, the Beis Medrash, our learning. And we read it on Shavuos, because Shavuos is Zman Matan Torah Seinu, the time that we're Mekabel the Torah. What a beautiful theme to walk away from Shavuos with, to realize that each one of us can be like Rus. We can be mekabel the Torah, we can accept the Torah in our own lives. Each one of us can go back to Beis Lechem. Even if maybe somebody ended up distracted, far away, floated out to stay Moav, doesn't matter. Rachel is always there. Beis Lechem is always waiting for us. It's that ability that we come back to of Lechu Lachamu Balachmi, of learning Torah.